All right, good morning.
Sino sa inyo masasabi na may something about your life na gusto mong baguhin? You might have an attitude na ayaw mo, o baka may mga habits na paulit-ulit na bumabalik at gusto mong tigilan yung habits na yan. Or maybe you just look in the mirror minsan, and something about yung mukha, buhok, katawan, there's just things you don't like and you wish you could change. Minsan kasi dissatisfied tayo for good reason. Kasi we all need change. Change is good. Sino sa inyo nakaka-relate? May mga things sa buhay mo na you want to change. Well, we all want some transformation. Something na pagbabago. I believe andito ka ngayon dahil gusto mo talaga na maging katulad ni Jesus. I believe everyone here is you're sincere na gusto mong i-please si God. You want to do the right thing. Pero we struggle, di ba? Nag-i-struggle tayo kasi much efforts, but then we fail. We disappoint ourselves. And the problem is not that you don't want to do right. The problem is not that you're not willing, pero tunay na pagbabago ay hindi galing sa willing or willpower. Maraming may willpower doon sa New Year's resolution, di ba? Sa January 1, nananako na, I'm going to take a diet. Didieta na ako, gym na ako, titigilin ko na yung mga bisyo na hindi na ako magyayosi, hindi na ako magchichismis. Hindi ako wetting. You know, we have our own New Year's resolutions. Maraming nag-fail. Kahit na nagbigay ng pinaka-best effort. And we're always wanting to, like, padaan na lang sa religion. Lord, sorry. Mag-church na ako dalawang beses na lang para ma-make up. Or, Lord, I'm sorry, I'll get smarter. I'll work harder. Pero write this down. The problem isn't because we're not trying. The problem is because we're not training. It's not about trying. We need the proper training. Okay? Sino sa inyo marunong mag-gitara? Taas ang kamay, yung marunong. Okay? Don't worry. Yeah, okay. Yeah, may mga... Akala ko lahat ng Pilipino marunong mag-gitara. Sinong certified hindi maalam sa guitar? Sino sa inyo masasabi na, I don't know how to play the guitar? Taas ang kamay. Alright, let me see. Yung mga non-guitar players. Okay. Alright, RJ, sigurado ka hindi ka marunong? Alright, halika. Okay, RJ. Naniniwala ba kayo hindi siya marunong? Okay. Talagang hindi marunong. Okay. Alam mo ba kung anong ito? Gitara yan. Okay. Hawakan mo. Okay, now. I'm gonna give you a sample video. Okay? Watch it carefully and then gayain mo siya. Okay? You're gonna play the guitar. Okay, sige, ikaw na. Ikaw na. Okay, oh. Okay, ganito na lang. You need to be more sincere. Okay? Mula sa puso. Sige nga. Play it with all your heart. Give your best sincerity. Okay, okay. Mag-pray ka muna siguro. Humingi ka ng tulong sa Diyos. Okay, no. Ito na lang. Try better. Try harder. Come on, more effort. The best. Oh, man. You see? Bakit hindi siya nagigitara? It's not about sincerity. Sige, thanks, bro. Thank you. Maybe someday. Keep hoping. It's not because hindi siya wala siyang gusto. Gusto mo ba? Sana, no? Sana all, sabi niya. It's not because ayaw niya. It's not because hindi siya willing. It's not because hindi siya sincere enough. Hindi ito patungkol sa kanyang efforts to try to play guitar. It's just that he hasn't done the proper training. Are you following me? So, yung pagbabago sa buhay natin, hindi ito makukuha sa motive ng heart mo. Hindi mo makukuha ito because you say, I love God, I want to do what's right, I want to please God. It's not because you're not trying. Yes, you're trying, but we're not training. And so in this series, 5 weeks for this, every five Sundays in the month of May, let's have a series that we will call Keys to a Transformed Life. Okay, ito yung mga susi para ma-unlock yung mga components or yung mga factors which can bring tunay at lasting na pagbabago sa buhay natin. And so every Sunday in May, we will balik-balikan ang mga topics nito and we will find that there is a way, there is a training ng Diyos para sa atin so that our lives will change. And you can become like the person God made you to be. Okay, so what you need to do, may mga activities na gagawin. Simple lang. Pero be here for the teaching every Sunday of May. Okay? Lima po yan today. So, apat pa after today. All Sunday teachings. And then, meron kang handouts. Sino wala pang handout? If you have one, you just wave it there. Iuwi nyo yan so that you can review that. May mga scriptures, may mga main points. And then meron kang mga questions doon for reflection. Pwede kang magkaroon ng notebook and you can journal and have a discussion sa mga friends mo. And then there's a reading assignment. Okay? A leader is a reader. Napaka wise ang nagbabasa ng books. And I've got a very good book for you called The Good and Beautiful God. And marami sa mga teachings ay galing din na pulot ko doon sa book na yan, The Good and Beautiful God. I'll give it to you on a PDF. And nakahati na. Actually, it's like dalawang chapter sa isang linggo. Para madali. So it's just 2 chapters per week. And nakahati na. So when you download week 1, andun na yung dalawang chapters, and then the next week, you can get two more. And then, kung hindi ka mahilig magbasa ng books, you can get the audio. Meron tong MP3. Same thing, you just listen to 2 of the MP3s. That's dalawang chapters. Okay? And all of this will be on our website for you to download for free. Ngayon, kung hindi ka mag-download ng Good and Beautiful God, mayro kang option, pwede kang magbasa ng Book of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Ang John, nandiyan sa iyong app ng Bible. And you can read the Book of John. And then, another aspect of this activities na gagawin natin is we'll have to participate in our small group. Okay, so attend a cell group because andun madi-discuss at i-apply ang teaching nung Sunday. And then, in the cell group, there's 3 things na makukuha mo. Prayer, share, and care. So, that's may nagmamalasakit sa iyo, and you can share, and people can share with you. And then you pray for each other. And finally, we're gonna have also a movie. Okay? Your network leaders, or you can download it and watch it, but then a movie night, or a movie nights, called The Shack. I don't know if you, that's a novel, New York Times bestseller, but ginawa nilang movie called The Shack. And in that movie, you will hear a lot of reinforcement about yung teachings natin sa Sunday. So mahalaga kasi hindi mo ma-interpret yung movie kung wala kang lesson ng Sunday, and vice versa. So all of these activities will help you to train for change. Okay, everybody say train for change. Okay, so write down, I think it's on your notes, the resources are all there at christian.com.ph/keys. Okay, now there are three keys na papag-usapin natin today. Actually, four. But the fourth one covers all. And the first key for change or transformation sa buhay natin is to embrace God's perspectives. Okay? Yung perspective is the way God sees things. Yung kanyang viewpoint. And the Bible always talks about a renewed mindset. Yung kaisipan. And sometimes we're going to use the word narrative. Narrative. Sounds like story. There's a narrator. He's telling a story. So yung narrative is like yung worldview ni Jesus. How Jesus thinks. Anong kultura ni Jesus? Is he Filipino? Is he Israeli? Is he? No, he's a citizen of heaven, just like we are supposed to be, di ba? So, yung mindset ni Jesus, or yung kanyang perspective, is getting Jesus' narrative. Okay? Now, a narrative is yung certain way of seeing and understanding the world. Okay? Understand the way Jesus sees God. Ang kaharian ng Diyos at ang sarili niya at ang mga tao sa mundo at ang mga bagay na nangyayari sa mundo and kung paano siya magre-respond sa mga bagay sa mundo. That is Jesus' narrative. You know, you will, malalaman mo ang narrative ng isang tao kasi lahat tayo may kultura or may worldview. Lahat tayo may perspective, iba-ibang perspectives. Iba-iba yung viewpoint mo. And malalaman mo yung perspective ng isang tao pag mag-uusap kayo. And it's like, when you talk to someone, malalaman mo kung anong beliefs niya, kung anong valuable sa kanya, kung ano yung important sa kanya or right and wrong para sa kanya. And you will not just learn facts about the person, you will start to know that person. Malalaman mo how they see the world. Kasama doon ang kanyang paniniwala, mga perspectives. So, for example, kung ikaw ay nature lover, then your narrative will be including mga, siguro mga kwento patungkol sa outdoors. You talk about how you love to hike or go fishing or go in the mountains. And you will talk about the environment and animals and the tree planting or kung ano-ano. That's your narrative. Kung anong lumalabas sa'yo because that's a part of how you see things. Diba? Now, ang sa akin example, nung bata ako, bata talaga, laging naririnig ko sa mga parents ko, you can do anything that you put your heart into. Believe sila sa akin. Ganon talaga ang lagi kong naririnig. Now you can, you want, I said, ano ako magiging pag malaki na ako? Oh, it depends what you want. Sabi ko, totoo, anything? Pwede ba akong maging astronaut? Pwede ba akong maging fireman? Ganun. Laging sinasabi, you can do anything that you put your heart into. And for whatever reason, naniwala ako. And naging kabahagi ng aking narrative that I'm not really limited. Anything I really want to do, kung willing ako na all in and commit, I can do it. So that became part of my narrative. Another one that nalaman ko nung kabataan ako, nalaman ko na yung narrative ng mga grandparents namin at mga great-grandparents namin, ang narrative nila is pag ang tao ay black, the black person, siya ay marumi. Yan ang kanilang narrative. Marumi siya, mahirap siya, lower class, magnanakaw, palaaway, at hindi maganda na makipag-marry sa ibang kulay. Yan ang kanilang narratives, and that's just how they think. ibang generation. Merong discrimination, merong parang separation ng mga whites at saka black. And then, hindi tinanggap yung narrative na yan ang mga magulang ko. So that was the grandparents and great-grandparents, but my parents rejected that narrative. And they chose to believe that all colors the same, equal. And walang kinalaman yung kulay ng skin. It's about how you treat people, how you love God. So ganun, actually, meron tayong choice what to do with the narratives we grow up with. Yet the narratives that are around us, pwede mong itakwil or pwede mong i-embrace, tanggapin. You can open your mindset and choose to embrace God's perspectives. Okay, come here, Rishon. Come here. I can choose to embrace Rishon. Now, what is it? Watch what happens. I open my arms and I hold him tight. And that's what you do with a worldview. You open your mind, then you hold on to the thing you accept. You hold it tight. Yan ang way of real change is that you embrace God's narrative. It means you fully buy in and trust everything that God thinks, everything that God sees, yung paniniwala niya, yung stories niya, yung kanyang mga statements and his viewpoints ay nagiging inyo. Even to the point that whatever things that you believe, yung viewpoint mo, willing ka mag-adjust kung anywhere or anything sa perspective mo ay magkaiba sa perspective ng Diyos. You understand na hindi maaring magkamali ang Diyos. Kung merong difference with my perspective and yung narrative ni God, ako ang mag-adjust. And I will embrace yung kanyang viewpoint. Hello. Now listen, that will be put to the test. Kung nais mong yakapin ang narrative ni Jesus, it will be put to the test. Kasi maraming false narratives, maraming fake or wrong beliefs. And probably some of them are still in your mind. And it will challenge you. Talagang hahamunin ka ni Lord if you will adjust or you will insist sa sarili mong perspective. Isa sa mga popular na narratives or perspectives is, I could leave my family at magtrabaho ako abroad. At yan ang sacrifice of love that will benefit my family. O, diba? That's a perspective. Isang paniniwala yan. Isang storyline. Madalas may mga storyline na gano'n. I'll leave my spouse, I'll leave my children, and I'll work abroad, magpapadala ako ng dollars, and yan ang makikinabang my family will benefit. So, that is one. But question, yun ba talaga ang perspective ng Diyos? Na yan ang best way na ma-benefit ang family mo? Or does God have another narrative? How about this one? Education is the most important thing na maibibigay ko sa mga anak. And yun ang paniniwala ng karamihan. That's the number one. Higit sa lahat, education. Basta makatapos ng 4-year course, nagawa ko na ang responsibility ko bilang tatay. Yun ba ang narrative mo? Is that your statement, your story? Is that yung position mo? Yun ang paninidigan mo? Is that what you're going to believe and live your life doing? Or what if iba na ang perspective ng Diyos? That higit sa education, may mga iba pang things important, higit doon that you can give your children. Like a faith. like a commitment, like a marriage to your spouse, okay? Here's another false narrative na sasabi na minsan akala nila galing sa Biblia, pero hindi galing sa Biblia yung God helps those who help themselves. Wala sa Biblia yan. Mayroong nag-isip na ganun. Parang, if I will do my part, God will do His part. Ako ang 50%, bahala na si God yung remaining 50%. Hindi yan ang narrative ni Jesus. Hindi yan sa Kanya. Or how about this one? I deserve to be happy. Maraming namumuhay na ganun ang kanilang narrative. Yan ang perspective nila. Na God wants me to be happy. And yan ang deserve ko. Kaya pag hindi ako happy, hindi kalooban ng Diyos. And even to the point na pwede magnakaw, pwede maglie, magcheat, para lang maging happy because you think yan ang gusto ni God. Or maybe yung lovers, you fall in love and you just, yung narrative mo is, if I feel in love, it's meant to be. Follow your heart. You know, believe in yourself. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. Marami tayong mga nakuha ng ideas or perspectives na hindi galing sa Diyos. Natural yan. You don't have to study for it. It just comes. Ang tanong, will you adjust your narrative if any part of your belief system and your worldview has a difference from God's viewpoint? Paano makakuha? Paano makakuha yung perspective ng Diyos? Through regular immersion into His holy word, the word of God. Regular nagbababad to align my thoughts with Jesus' narrative. To expand a bigger worldview. Para makita ko kung ano yung nakikita niya. Ang understanding ng Diyos, napakalawak. Siya ang tama. Ako ang may tama. Siya ang may tamang perspective patungkol sa identity ko. Minsan, ang pagtingin natin sa sarili natin, mali. Pero ang Diyos, mayroong tamang perspective because Siya ang gumawa. Siya ang nilikha niya tayo. So His viewpoints, His values, and His character ay dapat maging my own. Kung anong feelings and thoughts and ideas and perspective niya, it has to become my own. Do you understand? We're going to embrace God's perspective. Nakuha niyo? Embrace it. Say, embrace God's perspective. Look over in Romans chapter 12, in verse 2. It says, do not copy the behaviors and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Sa Passion Translation, stop imitating the ideals and the opinions of the culture around you. But inwardly, be transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. And that will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life. Colossians 3, verse 2, set your minds on things that are above. Pag above, mas okay yung perspective. Philippians 2, verse 5, let the same mind or mindset that was in Christ Jesus be in you. 1 Corinthians 2, 16, we have the mind of Christ. We have that. It's in our Bible. We have access to the mind, the thoughts, the perspectives of Jesus Christ. So once I got the perspective of God, kailangan na maging lalo na implanted, hindi lang sa kaisipan, but they need to spread even sa aking katawan at kaluluwa. My emotions needs to be embedded with Jesus' narrative. And how do we do that? How can yung thoughts or mindset ay maging kabahagi ng lahat ng aspeto ng buhay ko. It takes developing, number two, develop godly practices. Okay, practices. How can you grow better? Paano ka magiging expert, halimbawa sa guitar, paano ka magiging expert kung ikaw ay isang newbie, ikaw ang beginner, at ma-progress upang maging advanced? Paano ba tayo magiging competent, sanay, comfortable sa isang gawain? Through practice. Diba? Laging sinasabi ni Bambi, aral, sanay, handa, buo ang loob. Mga kapatid, you don't win. Hindi ka mananalo by trying. Mananalo ka through training. Tingnan mo yung mga athletes, yung sumali sa Olympics or sa anong sports, no? The athletes do running. They run every day, run, lift weights, shoot free throw. Free throw, thousands of free throws every day, practicing. Practicing yung kanilang golf swing. Minsan nakakita ako na isang lalaki na sa restaurant and he's just doing like this. Wala siyang hawak, pero parang practice yung kanyang swing para maging expert sa golf. Or yung mga tambay na kabataan na they're practicing their TikTok. Mag-isa lang sila sumasaya, practicing. Kasi practicing yung steps para maging mahusay. Diba? Nung junior high school ako, dala-dala ko, everywhere I go, dala-dala ko yung aking drumsticks. Kasi I was playing drums before. So yung school book ko, naging drums ko. We just play a drums on the wall, everywhere. Practice, practice, practice. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 says, dumadaan sa matinding training ang bawat runner para manalo ng prize na temporary lang. Pero tayo, nagtitraining tayo para makakuha ng prize na hindi masisira kahit kailan. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8 says, train yourselves to be godly because physical training is good, but training for godliness is even much better. Promising benefits in this present life and in the life to come. So, number two is to develop godly practices. Develop godly practices. Sa Champions community, we call this the lifestyle of a disciple. Ito yung mga lifestyles. We attend Sunday service. Matik yun. 52 weeks in a year, 52 weeks tayo nag-worship. Lifestyle natin ang cell group. We call it CCTVs. Lifestyle ang training. That's our happy hour. Training. Upgrades. Mentoring. Lifestyle natin na magdala ng VIP or yung bago para makilala sila nila si Lord. And then soap, yung ating devotional, every day, daily bread, Word of God. Itong mga reading Bible, prayer, meditation, there are practices na kahit minsan mahirap o masakit minsan, ginagawa pa rin. Bakit? Because you want to improve. Diba si Zion, gusto niya maging guitar player. Kaya ginagawa niyang paraan para magkaroon ng kalyo sa mga fingers niya. Masakit. Meron siyang band-aid doon sa mga fingers niya kasi ini-scratch niya ng husto. But he's doing things kahit masakit kasi gusto niya maging improved, right? You see, godly training and practices are a necessary part of transformation ng iyong buhay. Hindi ka matatransform na walang training, walang practice. Hindi ka maaring mag-tithes sa house of God. You will not do that na wala kang pagsasanay. Hindi, kasi bago yun eh. It's something na hindi tayo comfortable agad. Hindi yan kabahagi ng typical narratives natin. We didn't grow up na giving one-tenth, 10%, and putting God first. Kaya pag hindi ka nagpa-practisado, kaya may something, may objection, may resistance. Magre-react talaga ang iyong mindset. Kasi parang hindi normal. Pero once you understand, once you try it, and then na-realize yung benefits of putting God first, the first tenth, ay nako, magiging normal sa'yo yan. Nagiging matik yun. Because training and practices, the godly trainings, godly practices, ito ay necessary para sa ating paglago. Now, in this series, meron tayong mga practices. Okay, we can call it spiritual exercises. Okay, so don't worry kung hindi ka nag-gym, but we have a God's gym. God's gym. And this God's gym, may mga exercises na gagawin. And let's go through some of them. Solitude, na kung saan you spend intentional time alone to be with you and God. Solitude. And then there's silence, na kung saan you turn off all the TV, the noise, the radio, and just be quiet. Be still. Be quiet in the presence of God. And let the Lord speak. Kasi ang daming competition, ang ingay ng mundo nito. And then we're gonna add margin. Pag margin, pagdating sa time management, hindi isinasagad yung schedule. Na pag kailangan mag-start yung meeting in 10 minutes and then you live 10 minutes away, hindi ka aalis sa bahay 9 or 10 minutes. Sobrang sagad yan. You will go 15 or 20 minutes para may extra time ka. Para maging, may buffer, kumbaga, may elbow room. Para hindi ka laging pressured. Pagdating doon, galit na, pressured, nahihiya ka pumaka kasi late. Hindi ganun. Tapos, scripture, reading the Bible, that's a discipline, that's an exercise na kailangan gawin. Again, hindi ito natural sa umpisa. So, hindi ako surprised pag sinabi mo, ay, sa Sunday na lang ako magbabasa ng Bible. Family day yan. Day off ko yan. Pero sa ibang days, hindi ako, wala akong time doon. Of course, you're saying that because hindi ka pa nage-exercise. Kaya wala pang growth to the next level. Fasting. Yung bang going without food or going without social media or going without your cell phone or going without some kind of desserts or chippy or something that gives you a physical pleasure, you put it aside for a season so that you will send a message sa iyong katawan na katawan, hindi ikaw ang in charge dito, kundi si Lord. And then you have this habit or exercise of being thankful. Giving thanks, ang tawag doon, counting your blessings. So imbis na, you know, it's one way that you kontrahin ang habit of complaining or blame shifting. You just start counting your blessings. And then another practice is to slow down. Sobrang bilis, 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 bilis. And the Bible doesn't say this, but I believe it's something na makakatulong sa atin is smell the roses. May mga bagay sa mundo natin, may mga things na nakikita natin na hindi na na-appreciate because we're too fast. So one thing is to slow down and appreciate God's nature. Give time. All of these things and many more, being frugal, magtitipid, at magbigay ng acts of kindness sa ibang tao. All of these are exercises that we can do. Pili ka ng one or two per week and gawin yung mga exercises na yan. And that is one of the ways na madidevelop godly practices. Everybody say it again. Godly practices, God's perspective, and number three, connect with God's people. You gotta connect with God's people because nobody gets transformed mag-isa. Dahil nilikha ng Diyos ng tao as communities. He put us in families. Even kapag spiritual birth, and we go into a spiritual family, a church, a cell group, hindi tayo orphans sa Panginoon. And mismong Diyos ay isang social being. He's in an environment of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And kailangan natin na mayroong environment conducive sa paglago. Alam mo, sa agriculture, may mga halaman na hindi lumalago sa ibang environments. It requires a certain kind of environment so that it will grow. Nakakakita ka ba ng strawberry fields in San Fernando? Wala masyado, no? Wala. Hindi conducive eh. So kahit na magtanim ka ng maraming strawberries, hindi yan ang tamang environment. But you put those same strawberries in the right environment, why is it they can grow? Why is it that some trees, kapag na doon nakatabi sa mga ibang trees, hindi lumalago? Kasi may mga roots underneath that are competing. Did you know that sometimes yung mga trees having war, the roots are fighting each other. At yung ibang trees is tinutulungan ng halaman sa katabi niya. They intertwine their roots. They shake hands underground and they help each other. We need to grow in the right environment. Be planted in the house of the Lord. The best way to grow mature and fruitful is when you're planted in the family of God. Can you write that down? The best way to grow mature and fruitful ay naging planted sa house of God. Too often, we try to grow, again, trying, we try to grow via solo flight. And hindi yan ang design ng Diyos. That's why walang halos breakthrough. Because you're trying to grow on your own without a community, without a church, and you cannot grow to your next level na walang involved ng family of God. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says that, and this is the early church, ang mga disciples, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. So, means to say, nakikinig sila. Parang yung ginagawa nyo dito, yung mga nagsusulat, nag-absorb ng teaching, you're devoted. That's how you grow, is you get devoted to the Word of God being taught. And then they're also devoted to, what is it, the fellowship. That's the body of Christ, nakikipag-fellowship. It doesn't mean best friends silang lahat. It doesn't mean to say perfect yung mga tao sa church nila. But there's fellowship. Ibig sabihin may something in common sa kanila. They're going the same direction. Hindi sila naniniwala sa mga Diyos-Diyosan ng Romans. They're following Jesus bilang Lord nila. And they have the breaking of bread. Parang kinawa natin kanina, the Lord's Supper. And they have prayer. And all the believers kept meeting together. I hope you underlined that one. They kept meeting together. And they shared everything with each other. They had a single purpose. May mission sila. And they went to the temple every day. They were joyful and humble as they ate in each other's homes and shared their food. And at the same time, they praised God and had the goodwill of all the people. And every day, the Lord saved new people. And they were added to their group. Yun po ang isang example na they are growing. Hindi lang spiritually matured, pero dumadami sila. Araw-araw may mga baguan. And ang group nila is growing bigger. Bakit? Because they're in community. And even yung mga long-distance runners, it has been proven na pag sila ay nagpa-practice, nagta-training sila by group. Nakita mo ba yung mga military dito sa puro na nagja-jogging sila by group? Bakit? Because it's been proven yung kanilang speed increases when they run with other co-runners. May co-runner, parang bumibilis sila. At mas makakapag-run sila ng malayo because may co-runner. May taga-encourage, may kasama. Ganon din sa halos lahat ng sports. You've got to grow in the family, not solo flight. So kung ikaw ay hindi konektado, hindi ka nakikipag-fellowship, maliban upo dito, tapos alis dyan, I'm sorry, but mahihirapan ka talaga na to really grow to your next level of fruitfulness. Mahihirapan ka talaga na to find your place in God's kingdom to serve and be doing kung ano yung katawagan ng Diyos sa'yo. You can be religious, but that's not the lasting growth that you're looking for. I know you want more. I know you're looking for real life na pagbabago, transformation. But you got to connect with other believers. Maybe some of them are new than you. Or ikaw, mayroong someone that you're bringing along. Maybe you want to invite someone na bago din. It's okay. But connect with a small group. And then, when you do life together, you got to be honest and transparent. Okay? That means walang mascara. You're honest. You're transparent. So that you can give and receive encouragement, accountability, and merong open na interaction. Don't worry, you won't be rejected. Don't worry, hindi ka perfect, welcome to the club. We're not also perfect. Ang cell group leader, hindi perfect. So, welcome to the club. Lahat tayo pare-pareha sa pag-fail ng, but we are on the process. And we are in a team mission. Sabi ni Jesus, kayo, mga followers ko, I will make you fishers of men. And hindi niya sinabi na fishers na isang string, bahala ka na maghuli ng isda. No, it was many strings connected to each other. Kaya nabuo ng lambat. And that's how we catch a fish together. This common mission to seek for the lost people na nangangailangan ng kaligtasan. Now, the fourth key is actually different because this one holds all the keys together. Yung tatlong keys natin, yung God's perspective, yung develop godly practices, and yung connecting with God's people. But the fourth one is depend on God's power. Because yung Holy Spirit ay power ni God, and that connects to all of the other three keys. Lahat yan na hold together by the Holy Spirit. Kasi without the Holy Spirit, walang mangyayari. Kaya yung triangle, andun si Holy Spirit sa gitna. Not this one. You just imagine a triangle. And then there's the practices and the people and the perspective. Pero Holy Spirit na nasa gitna. And all the Holy Spirit leads us and empowers us. Kaya Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you. Power ano? Power to do the other three. Ang Holy Spirit, siya magbibigay ng power upang makakaroon ka ng perspective ni God. Yung perspective ng Diyos, makukuha mo yun because the Holy Spirit will turn the light switch on sa iyong kaisipan. Alam mo kapag magbabasa ka ng Bible, kung walang Holy Spirit na mag-i-influence sa'yo, boring ang Bible. Kung hindi tinutulungan ka ng Holy Spirit na makita yung truth, you will be frustrated kasi you will be reading and then hindi mo magets because it's the Holy Spirit that interprets. It's the Holy Spirit that makes it real. It's the Holy Spirit na nagtuturo. Even habang nagtuturo ako ngayon, it's not really me. I'm just talking. But the Holy Spirit, siya ang nanguusap sa'yo through the words and through your spirit. So Look what it says in John chapter 16, verse 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will not speak His own, but He will tell you what He has heard. John chapter 14 says that the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything I have said to you. So, ang power ng Diyos, yung Holy Spirit niya, yan ang nagbibigay sa atin ng biyaya na makita natin ang perspective ng Diyos. It gives us discernment, yung mga ganon. And then, the next one was, how about yung godly practices? Hindi mo magagawa yan unless the Holy Spirit ang nagbigay ng power sa'yo. Hindi mo maaring maging kind and generous and faithful sa pagbabasa ng Bible. You can try, pero you will fail kung hindi ang Holy Spirit siya na magbibigay ng power. He helps us because we are weak. Kahit alam mo kung anong dapat gawin, hindi mo magagawa yan. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 says, it is God, okay, the Holy Spirit of God, working in you to give you the desire to please Him and even the ability. So, you won't even have the desire to do good, to do right, to exercise your spiritual muscles. Wala kang gaana kung hindi ang Holy Spirit na magbibigay sa'yo ng ganon. And the power. And it says over here in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, that we don't even know how to pray the way we ought to. Pero ang Holy Spirit, siya nagbibigay ng something that we don't have. He intercedes on our behalf. He helps us in our weakness and intercedes for us through words and groans that cannot be expressed. So, ang Holy Spirit, siya nagiging coach natin. In doing training exercises, you can't do it without a coach. And the Holy Spirit is our gabay, our coach. And even pagdating sa pagkukonek sa God's people, it's the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians verse chapter 13 talks about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 says, iba-ibang gifts, iba-ibang mga parte, parang parte ng katawan, and it's the same Spirit that is the source ng lahat ng mga gifts na ibinibigay niya sa katawan or sa church. In Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 3, this was a church na in Antioch, the city of Antioch, and in this church, they were always meeting together. Buhay na buhay itong church nito. And there were prophets there, there were teachers, and while the church was worshiping together, they were fasting, they're praying, in the midst of the group, diba? Merong teaching, merong worshiping, merong fasting, in the midst of the group, the church, the Holy Spirit said, take note, ha? Hindi nag-usap ang Holy Spirit to individuals na kanya-kanya. In the church, the Holy Spirit said, set apart Barnabas and Saul for me. I want them to do the work I called them for. So they continued praying and fasting. Then they laid hands on Barnabas and Saul. At sila ang naging first missionaries. Alam mo naman yung story siguro ni Paul. Na siya ay naging major missionary. At siya ang sumulat ng maraming books sa New Testament. But the Holy Spirit spoke to a group of people. Take note. The Holy Spirit could have just said it directly to Paul. Okay, ikaw ang magiging missionary. But hindi niya ginawa. Instead, the Holy Spirit chose to speak to the community of Christians. And I believe there are times na nais ng Panginoon maparating sa'yo ng kanyang calling or kanyang purpose or kanyang message. But we're not hearing it because we're not connecting in the family. And the Holy Spirit will speak when we are in the midst of God's people. I'm not saying God cannot speak to you directly. He does. He can. But you are more likely to listen to the voice of God when you're in a small group worshiping together, receiving teaching, and other people are confirming what's happening. Mas malinaw ang ating paghearing. Mas nagiging solid and confirmed ang ating mga messages that the Holy Spirit is saying to us. Naiintindihan niyo ba? And that's why it's important meron kang prayer partner or accountability partner, a team, a prayer for three. And you pray for other people and you pray for each other. Kasi doon mangusap ang Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit flows, grabe, your beliefs will change. Pag ang Holy Spirit na siya ang nag-flow in the Word of God, in the presence of God, in the people of God, what will happen is, it will transform bawat part ng buhay mo. And you open up yourself and malalaman mo na, I'm not the same anymore. May bunga sa aking buhay. Lumalabas sa akin ang bunga ng Holy Spirit. Nakikita mo sa Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 na there's love. Saan galing yun? Dati galit ako. I hate. Bakit ngayon may love? Biglang may nakaroon ng bunga ng love. Biglang may joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Huwag mong sabihin, ay yung gentleness na yan, ugali ko talaga yan since birth. I've always been self-control. Nung baby pa ako, self-control na. No, I don't believe that. Hindi natural sa yan yan eh. That's a supernatural bunga ng Holy Spirit. Hindi galing sa personality mo. Yung peace na yan, yung patience, hindi ka patient dati. Pero bakit? God wants to bring fruit in your life and ginagawa niya ito through the Holy Spirit, through the practices, the perspective, and the people ng Diyos. Now, last verse here, before we close right now. Jesus, nung nagsisimula ng kanyang ministry, he was walking, and then may sumusunod sa kanya na dalawang disipulo ni John. And hungry sila. They want more. They want to know the truth. They are expecting something from Jesus na hindi makukuha sa ordinary na tao. And they're following Jesus. Jesus, look, they're following. And habang naglalakad si Jesus, he stopped. And he turned around. Tinanong, what do you want? Tinanong siya, what do you want? Of course, alam ni Jesus kung anong gusto nila. Alam ni Jesus yung puso nila. That they are wanting forgiveness of sins. They are wanting to be right with God. They are wanting to be transformed to the image. Sa ibang version na sabi nila ni Jesus sa kanila, what are you looking for? What are you seeking? Pero hindi sila sumagot. They said, Rabbi, where are you staying? San ka tutuloy? And ang sagot ni Jesus, come, and you will see. Come. Madalas sinasabi ni Jesus, come. Come, and follow me. Come, if you are tired and burdened. Come, if you are thirsty. Come, and follow me. And says, come, and you will see. You will discover. You will never be the same again. And I believe, ang tanong ni Jesus sa atin, bawat isa sa atin ngayong umaga nito is, what are you looking for? That you're here. Somehow, you're like the disciples na following Jesus. And he stopped and he says, what are you looking for? What do you want, really, sa buhay mo? Ano ba talaga ang sinisik mo? Ano ba talaga ang gusto mong mangyari sa iyong spiritual life? Ang gusto mong mangyari sa future, your family, the parts that really matter sa buhay mo. Ano ba talaga ang gusto mo?
And then ang sagot, siguro minsan is, we don't know. I just know if I follow you, I'll be in the right place. Where are you? And Jesus says, he gives you beautiful words. The words you would always want to hear. You can come. Hindi siya sinabi niya, you stay here. Hindi ka welcome. Hindi tinakwil. No, he says, you can come. And if you come, you will see. Sino sa inyo gusto makakita? You will see if you come. Come to Jesus. And he will show you kung ano talaga ang hinahanap ng puso mo. And kung paano makamit ng transformation ng gusto mo talaga. Let's go to prayer right now. And ask the Lord to really give us the courage to come to Him. Jesus, we pray right now in your presence. Nais po namin na sumunod sa inyo. We want changes in our lives. We want to have your DNA. Give us your perspective, Lord. We will embrace whatever you believe, whatever you think and feel. Lord, bigyan mo po kami ng stamina, grace to do godly practices. Lord, break off any lazy spirit, any contra spirit, and let us just be all in to buy in and practice and be trained and be changed. Make us like the clay and you are the potter. We would be shaped by you. And Lord, help us to have the opportunity to be planted in your family, connected with your people, and let your Holy Spirit put all of these keys together so that we will have a lasting and real transformation in our lives. And we will never be the same again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. RJ.
Thank you, Pastor. Sino dito naka-receive ng hamon? Ay, parang mahina. Sino dito naka-receive ng hamon? Alam niyo, magsisimula ang hamon sa pagtanggap ng totoo is that dapat mayroon kang relationship with Jesus. Kasi of all na sinabi ni Pastor, mahirap talaga sumunod kay Jesus kung wala tayong relationship sa Kanya. So ang unang hamon, at dun magsisimula, pag tinanggap natin si Jesus, yun yung magiging process ng pagbabago sa buhay. Kasi kahit anong gagawin natin, mahirap talaga magbago. That's why kailangan makipag-partnership tayo kay Jesus. And ang way na gagawin natin, simple lang. Kailangan mong tumayo kung talagang sincere ka to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Walang pipilit sa'yo. Between you and the Lord. Come on, it's a challenge. Before I pray, prayer of acceptance, kung kinakalabit ka ng Holy Spirit na tanggapin si Jesus, hindi mo kailangan makisama sa kung anong nakita mo sa katabi mo. It's between you and the Lord right now. If tayo nagsisik talaga tayo, naglulong tayo, gusto natin ng change, transformation sa buhay natin, kailangan natin si Jesus. Kasi without Christ, we can do nothing. And see, yung pagtanggap natin kay Jesus, hindi lang sa ating kaligtasan, kundi tinitignan natin si Jesus bilang ating Lord. Kasi siya ang mag-guide sa atin patungo sa pagbabago. Without the Lordship of Jesus sa life natin, it's hard, kapatid. So ngayon, kung nagde-decide ka, just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I want you to live in my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Lord, sawa na ako sa dating ako. And I want something new. I want something na ino-offer mo sa akin. Ngayon, tinatanggap ko ang pagbabago na ipagkakaloob mo sa akin. Kayo ang maghari sa aking buhay at nagpapasalamat ako sa pagmamahal, sa pagpapatawad ng aking mga kasalanan at sa maraming chances na pinagkakaloob mo sa akin upang sumunod sa iyo. In Jesus' name. Amen. So congratulations, kapatid. This is the first step. Kung tinanggap mo si Jesus, ngayon mayroon ka ng viewpoint, titignan, mayroon kang susundan sa transformation na mangyayari sa buhay mo. Palakpan natin si Lord.